Something About Mary, Traitors to Us.
Hello there, my name is Simon. I'm 27 years old and I live in London and am of Polish and Italian extraction. The person of our blessed lady, she means a lot to me because I suppose in the most basic sense, she's my mother. And I think that it can be said that people, particularly this is something often levelled against Catholics, they have a sentimental view possibly of Our Lady. But I think that she, before anything else, she's an example to me of what the Christian is, of somebody who is completely open to what God wanted to do with her life. I think that she was a young woman with fears and with worries, but also with immense faith and love for God. And so for me, she remains first and foremost the example of what it means to follow Christ. So that means personally that as I go on to discover what God wants me to do with my life in his service, that I have to look to her, because she was the greatest kind of person who allowed Christ to be born in her, who allowed indirectly our redemption then. So that means that the same is asked of me. I am asked to bring forth Christ for the people around me, for my family, for people at work, for people that I meet. So she is, I think, a fantastic person to look at, to love, to follow, to really be devoted to, in the sense that one is very devoted to one's mother. I think maybe as an Italian I live up to a stereotype here, but I think that, you know, people often say to Catholics that they worship the Virgin Mary and so on, but my answer to that would simply be that as you love your mother, so we love ours. And really what makes me very moved to have a mother like this is that she, as I was saying, she makes it clear that Christ wants to be so closely united to mankind as he was to her. So she is for me an example to follow. She is somebody to pray to and to love, and ultimately she is the greatest and the first follower of Christ. So in that sense, I'm only trying to be a bit like her.